What up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast channel. On tonight's episode of Milan Coast to Coast, me and Gio are going to go deep into the game that we saw, the horrendous game on Saturday against Udinese. We're, of course, going to be talking international break. We're going to catch you up on what's going down with the Italian squad tomorrow against England. And, of course, we got more stuff. The rumor mill is churning out stuff. So we want to appreciate you for coming by on our channel. If you're ready, Gio, you know I'm ready, baby.
Hey, man. Sorry, everybody. Sorry, Rock Nation, man. F I Mac right now. That's all I'm saying. Let's go, baby. Let's go.
All right. Here we go.
Welcome to Milan Weekly Podcast, Coast to Coast, with your host, Gio and Fabio.
Benvenuti nella casa della Mia!
Giroud in aria, si gira, sinistro, rete, col capolavoro di Olivier Giroud.
Maignan with another magical save.
Coast to Coast, del numero 19.
Leao carica il mancino. Eccolo qua, Rafa Leao.
Il Milan è campione d'Italia.
This is a public service announcement. Milanisti, stand up. Let's go. You know what time it is. It's Wednesday night. You know me and Gio are here to do you right. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast channel. I'm Fabio, joined by my partner. I'm going to get it. Gio, my partner Gio. And we are Milan.
Coast to coast, baby. We got this, baby. We ready.
Oh, man. Public service announcement. If you are not fond of swearing, bad words, vulgar displays, you best get away right now because there's going to be a lot of them coming tonight. Gio, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Man, you know what? Shout out to all the Canadians, all my people who live in the tri-state area, Milanistas and stuff. But Gio, tired of this effing rain in California. I'm sorry. We have gotten more rain than Seattle, Washington. I'm tired of this rain. I just want to share a little update. New Gio will be moving on, you know, to special his little crib that he got. So it's just a crazy transition. But we ready. We here. And I need to get a lot off my chest, man. I'm tired of this team. Shout out to the Curva Sud president who was talking them real facts, them real things. And Gio been talking about that. These players been letting the fucking fans down, and they disgraceful, all of it.
Yeah, you know, you're not wrong there. You're not wrong there, man. Guys, before we get in deep into the show, I want to say thank you for joining us, of course, as you always do. But you know what we got to tell you to do? We got to tell you, please do us a favor. If you're not subscribed to the channel already, please hit that subscribe button, hit the notification so you're always up to date on everything we're doing. And of course, smash the like button, help us out, leave a comment on the channel, it all helps. And of course, if you aren't already subscribed to our StreamYard, our Spotify, our Apple iTunes, everywhere that you could stream your favorite podcasts, we're on there. So if you're not already subscribed, do it there too. It helps us everywhere, baby. All right, G, before we get into the nitty gritty, all right, something went down today. I'm just going to briefly touch upon it, all right? This is the international break, so a little international game went on today. We had major difficulties. I mean, horrendous, horrendous difficulties trying to stream our games. So we had to just cut it short. But today, me, Presidente, a little MWP battle. And, well, what can I say? I repped my country. USA came out on top 4-0 on the two-game aggregate. Presidente, no goals on your boy. Just a little update. I'm still the man of the channel. Anybody else want to challenge me? I hear you right there, baby. G, do you play FIFA at all? You a FIFA man? You got PlayStation, Xbox? What's going down?
Nah, I used to, Fabio, but I couldn't get the new Xbox during the pandemic or the PS5. So I just basically, You know what I mean? And, man, shout out to Mark, man. Shout out to Mark, man, showing me love. I'm glad you're happy with the scar, man. That's like that. That's a real true brother, Mark. And now that I got my situation, Mark, you know when you come to L.A., no more Dodger Stadium. You coming straight to the barbecue, brother.
Oh, I like it. I like it. See, that is a good man right there, Gio. All right, guys, let's get straight into it, all right? We got to talk about it. I know it feels a little bit of ways, but Udinese 3, Milan 1. Let's bring it up. Poor Sonny made a beautiful graphic. Let's use it. All right, G, let's talk about it. What are your thoughts on this game? No, he's
Fabio, muted. Fabio, to me, it's crazy, man, because we know what goes on with Udinese. Rewind Gio's tapes, like before he was on MWP channel, I was a Patreon. You know, what I say about Udinese, they always come up for us. They always get the 50-50 balls. They always leave something on us, and that makes us timid. Like, we're soft like Paul Gasol. Shout out to Gasol. He got his number retired, but he was soft. He was a finesse player. He was a champion, though. So I'm not taking nothing from him. But somebody lays a hit on us, like success. He was just bullying people in the midfield. He was just pushing people into tribuna. And to me, it was just like when I seen the first 2 minutes, I already knew. You know, you let that bum Pereira, like, score on y'all. Come on, like, Pereira, the flip-flop from Juve, you know, the scammers. You know, they did, like, a dirty deal for him and all that. You let him score on us?
Yeah, he scored first. Not good for us. We did have a bit of a lifeline towards the end of the first half. Ibrahimovic, Leao ends up getting a penalty. Hits somebody in the arm. I can't remember who it was on Udinese. Hits him in the arm. We get a penalty. For some reason, at the time, I thought, all right, Ibrahimovic is going to take it, you know, I guess. But, like, hearing Stevie talk about it, you know, it should have been Leao taking the penalty kick. He needed to get himself going. It would have been great. You know, if he would have missed it, he would have missed it. But, obviously, we know what happened. Ibrahimovic misses it. They get it saved. And then, you know, for once, we get a little VAR call for us, for our favor, and we end up having to take a second one. This one, of course, Ibrahimovic makes. But you think we would have ended the halftime there, would have went happy? Nope. We end up giving a stupid goal. Damn, man. You got to talk about vibranium. I don't know. This motherfucker looked like tinfoil on the weekend. Chow did not look good. Bacal was handling all over the place. Now, was it Bacal?
Beto and success.
Beto. That was the guy. Beto
and success, too.
Yeah, I know. But Beto made him look stupid there, man. And that's what got us right at the end of the first half. We go in 2-1, and then in the 70th-something minute, I can't see it, it's very small, they end up getting a third goal, and that's a wrap for us. I mean, come on, man. I mean, we're not going to do the report card because I think we did it pretty quick. Like, the whole team failed the class. Everyone's going to have to redo it. Even Mike looked like shit. You know, Tomori looked really bad. Kalulu was probably, I'd say, looked the best of all the three center backs, but nobody really looked good this game. Everybody looked like pure shit.
Fabio, the thing I want to say, like, about Chow, these are the mistakes that I need him to learn, because he can't just have good games, like, say, 20 straight good games, and then he makes a mistake. No, I need him to learn from this mistake, to know that there are four teams in the Serie A that bully us. And I'm going to say, any Milan fan you get mad, well, that's you being in
delusion. Who's the bully? Tell him.
Spezia, they bully us. Ooh. Torino, they bully us.
Didn't you see they got smacked this week, too?
Udine, they bully us all the time. And sometimes when, you know, when they start taking their PEDs, Atalanta, they bully us. Those are four teams that they just start throwing us and kicking us all over the place.
Sassuolo, too.
No, Sassuolo are not physical. They're finesse. They bang, 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 bang. Oh, yeah, and Salernitana.
They bang, bang, bang us, man.
Salernitana, another team. They get physical with us, and we don't know what the hell to do.
Yeah, I think it's more of our, you know, again, Chow's a bigger dude, but Beto was bigger than him. And he was able to just box him out, like he was playing down, you know, underneath the rim. He was able to just put that ball past. I have to say, man, I don't want to really say it, but I got to say it. These goals seem pretty soft for Mike's caliber that we're talking about. He's the best in the world. I still believe he is, but these goals, man, some of them were soft. One of them, he didn't even move. So that's sus. That's major sus right now. A lot of people, they're losing faith in the particular squad. I know everybody has a bit of a feeling like, oh, God, a few losses. This feels like the Banta era. It's not the Banta era. But that's the looming of that era over us, the PTSD that we have from it. I feel like that's why everybody's always so quick to go to the extreme. Yeah, we're still there. We're still technically in fourth place. And we still, you know, we're further in the Champions League than we've been in 10 years. So there's aspects of the seasons that still have a lot of positive things. But we need to change it around. Because in 2 weeks when we play Napoli, I'm very worried, very worried. And of course, I have a bit of a, I guess, a buffer to the whole game. Because despite of whatever the game's going to give us, I'm going to get to spend that game with Vinny in the city with a group of wonderful people in Manhattan. It's going to be an awesome experience. So no matter how the game turns out, I'm going to be still having a good time. But I'm not going to be having a good time when we get to those Champions League game if we're not going to put a good performance. And I feel like April 2nd, we need to see something way better than what we've seen the last couple of weeks. Because this is not anything to be proud of what we saw this particular Saturday. But let's identify a couple of people. Anybody you want to point out? It's not really top or flop because there's no top whatsoever. I guess if you want to consider Ibrahimovic scoring the oldest goal in Serie A from Costa Curta, I guess that's something to talk about. But is it really? I mean, it's a penalty kick. It's not like from open play. Then I'd be like, all right, at least it's a goal.
Oh, man, Fabio, like, I don't know, because, like, to me, it's I'm going to say it real right now. It's F the whole organization because they got to get their shit together. And I'm tired of, like, supporting. And, yes, they gave us Scudetto, but that's because we pushed them. We know we're not the most – we got jams. We got talent and stuff like that. But, like, come on now, man. We over here pushing these guys. We're over there, the Curva Sud, and the fans, not part of the Curva Sud, but still Milan fans in Italy, they taking over stadiums. Like, we taking over stadiums so this young team could be comfortable. And now they dropping stinkers. And I said it before. I said I never wanted to see that Salatasar ever again when he took 2 minutes to get on for fucking Spurs. I said, I never want to see that Basura ever again because he's not war ready. And when we're at war, we need to be ready. You know, this guy was like, bro, your pants are snap them off. And then to me, this is why we cannot buy Diaz. Those four teams that I mentioned, I know I see people saying Lazio. No. Lazio and Sassuolo, they not physical. They just pass the ball beautifully. And I'm talking about guys like Success, like, you know, them guys that just bully you, that you're not going to move. Sally couldn't even get past Udoji any of the time. Boom, he would get past, boom, pickpocket him. But Salamaker, I never want to see him again. And, okay, so we play, who did I say? I said Spezia.
DHL wasn't available.
No, Fabio, hold on. I said what? Udine. Who did I say? I said four Spezia. Teams, right? I said four teams that we
Spezia,
played.
So Torino, yeah.
Yeah. So I said four teams. So that's eight games. So eight games that fucking Brahim Diaz can't play because he gets bullied. You saw what they did to him. He gets bullied. I'm tired. See, this the reason I'm going to say it, like, shout out to Vinny. He said, who we going to get without Pioli? The reason I'm purely out because he's going away from what he was brought into. When they brought him in and everybody was saying purely out, Marchetti, whatever his name is, the journalist is like, no, this is why Milan are getting purely because he's a young player development. Okay, now you win Scudetto and you don't want to develop no more players. You're going away from what type of manager you really are. That's why I'm out on him. Okay, you see that fucking Diaz is getting bullied. He's dropping cacaraz after cacaraz. You see that fucking CDK is not eating his pasta, so they throwing him into tribuna. Why can't you give this guy Adley a chance? He's not out here bickering. He's not out here nothing. He's showing his teammates support on love. So there's nobody could tell me he disrespected Pioli. And if he did, show me the videotape. I need to see it. Because to me, this motherfucker Adley is a fucking is a professional. He's out there supporting everybody. So you can't tell me that he got in a fight with Pioli. That's why I'm purely out, because he went away from what we brought him in. Now he doesn't want to develop nobody. If somebody doesn't hit the ground running in the first game, then purely for him, you're sitting on the bench for the rest of the season. No, buddy. Tonali, he got doing, like I said, he's doing extracurriculars off the field. And now he got to play like the whole season because you don't want to give nobody chances. I said to give these guys chances in Coppa Italia. What do? You start the whole body and we get embarrassed. You don't want, when do you want to give people chances? That's what I want to know. Brahim dropping Kaká, CDK dropping diarrhea. When are you going to give Adley a chance? In those 7 minutes versus Fiorentina, he showed what the hell, what he could do as a player. Now, you can't give him more than 15 minutes the next game? Come on now. Now you got me messed up. Everybody defending Pioli, saying that he got in a fight with him. You guys are liars, because he's a constant professional and he's supporting all his teammates. And he even came out when we got beat up by Sassuolo. He came out with a post that we Milan forever, woo-dee-woo and all that. So I need to know what the hell is going on. And I need to know what the management, are we going youth project or what the hell are we going? Because right now I don't know where we're going. We're keeping Salatos and we're keeping Macias. That's, I don't know. I'm not cool with that. I'm sorry, Fabio, but I'm disgusted. I got the disgusted. You know when you're like drinking and then the next day you hungover and then you eat something and then that yak is almost coming. That's how I feel right now. That's how I feel right now, because they got me messed up. They got me messed up, and I'm tired of seeing Kaká exchange for Kaká and you leaving somebody on the bench for no reason.
Yeah, I just want to put
he's ready, but he's ready, but let me bring out Bakayoko so he can sell more bucket hats.
Yo, listen, a model's got to get his time. But for those people, maybe wants to somewhere in the world want to start up another Milan club, my man Rock Nation, he's got the perfect idea. The only way to have a good time during the game is to watch it at a strip club. That's a great idea. See if they get FUBU or Paramount Plus, wherever they are. You know, maybe you can get a good thing going there. But listen, man, I like this particular comment from Sergio. You know, I'm not scared to lose and understand you have a bad game, but shit, a bad 3 months is disgusting. Bring the Primavera here rather than lose with youngsters that want to be there. That's a good point, man. That's a good point. Fabio,
remember I said bring on Bolazani and everybody saying that I'm crazy? I know Bolazani not going to – I don't know if that's his real name, so I'm sorry. I don't want to butcher. but he's defending against the next generation of talented players. You know, he beating up on Chelsea, Atletico Madrid, all these top club academies that are known around the world. And what was the purpose of Balotelli? We knew that he wasn't good at them that last year. And you can't bring Balazzoni so he can make some pasta on the attack. I don't really understand, Fabio. That's why to me, I'm puzzled. I'm one of the fans, Fabio. I'm saying that 60 million is cool for the whole year. You're not one of the fans. You're talking about 80 to 100. So we different on things, but I'm cool. But don't be bringing me no Balo, because you're affecting development of these young players. I know I'm not going to get the Italian Stallion Parisi in the summer, and I could live with that. But I need Bolazzani to get his fucking chance.
Yeah, it would be nice if we get some of these guys up, you know?
Honestly. But the only one that's ready from I'm honest, because I've been watching the Primavera, the only one that's really ready, Fabio, is Cubius. Because he's built like a man already at 17, 18 years old.
Well, give him a chance, man. You know, listen, that's a tough call for some people. You know, as long as the TV is in the right direction, you can do both at the same time. All right, so listen, let's talk about a 41-year-old elephant in the room, all right? Because Zlatan... How'd you feel when you saw him that he was going to take the penalty kick?
I already knew he was going to miss it. He missed 5 previous penalties.
Yeah.
You know, what did he say about Kessie? And then next one, is Kessie going to take it? To me right now, Fabio, my problem is with Zlatan, and everybody can hate on me, but I'm going to call it how they – he's done. He wasn't moving. He hasn't come to the midfield because we can't break nobody apart, because there's somebody on the bench – that could play the right wing back spot, but he's too busy being a corn star. Cause you can't say that word, Fabio. You cannot say that word. He's busy being a corn star instead of actually playing on the pitch. That's why he has muscle fatigue. Cause he's doing extracurriculars. You feel me? But, you know, it, because he could bomb up and down the wing. But it is what it is, man. To me, Zlatan, he's done. He should have retired. That speech that he gave didn't really make sense. Bro, who doesn't want to go out on top, bro? Like, yeah. You went out on top. You changed the organization. Now take an ambassador role. Now we're wasting money on you and a whole bunch of other players, like 1.5, you know?
Yeah.
But to me, it is what it is. I already knew who was going to miss. He's not good at penalties.
Yeah, I mean, at least the second one, he knew to just blast it. But here, let me read Kim's comment. Guys, we can't keep relying on Zlatan to motivate the team. Like, what the hell is happening? It's going to happen when he's gone from Milan for the future. We can't keep him to motivate the team, for crying out loud. Yeah, especially since this is only his second appearance the whole season. And he hasn't produced anything. I mean, yeah, he got this goal. It was a penalty kick. Leao could have taken that. Now, why are we wasting $4 million on this stupid Origi? And why are we wasting like $3.5 or $4 million on the corn star? You know, I heard he eats corn the long way. That's all I'm saying. All right, I'm going to leave it at that.
Rock Nation, for mine right now is Tiana Trump, okay?
Hey, yo, take it easy. Oh, man. Who do you think is, if you're going to identify anybody from this particular lineup and the subs that came in, who was the worst of the worst?
Origi, man. I mean, now we have to, I don't know how we're going to get off that contract, Fabio, to be honest, $4 million net. And to me, that's the thing. Okay, like when I battle people online and then they tell me that I don't know what I'm talking about, and that's cool, I'm fine. But like I was telling to you earlier, Fabio, when I talked to you, if we get Kolo Mane, right, and he doesn't work out, his salary is $1.5 million. So you could still move him on. But we're paying Origi at $4 million, and they're going to say, like, yo, bro, like, this guy is dropping stinkers, and he's going to go to a mid-table Premier League club. Yeah, they have money, but they're not going to be paying $4 million net to Origi. Like, let's be honest. So that's the decisions that I want to know what's going on. Like, I'd rather go with the youth and sprinkle a little bit of veteranos in there, but we just got to, you know, we just got to fix ourselves, and I need to know what's going on.
Yeah, see what you started, bro? You had to say corn star. Everybody's ears perked up. Now they're telling everybody which Orville Redenbacher they like best, man. You see what I'm saying? A young and strong striker and any right wing available. Yeah, that's what we do need, bro. But
I mean, if
cheap right now.
If United could pay Jadon Sancho's 90% of his salary and we could pay 10%, I mean, he'd be a perfect right wing. I don't think he's made for the Premier League. I think he's made for other leagues because he's technically gifted. You know, his tecker is crazy, you know, but he doesn't really have that pace as a winger for the Premier League that he could go run past players. So I would take Jadon Sancho if United willing. Now that y'all getting that Qatari money, hey, 90% of his salary is nothing, to be honest with you.
That's pretty true, pretty true. All right, so let's go into one more thing before we get out. Any other final comments regarding the loss to Udinese?
I mean, to me, you know, I need to see an Italian stallion as Theo's deputy. And I've been saying it before. We need more Italians on the team. That's not
me. You mean you weren't happy with Bakayoko?
Balotori, you mean?
Balotori.
You know, but
I got Bakayoko on the mind.
To me, I need some more Italian stallions on the team. That's not me saying, trying to be racist or anything like that. I just need some Italian stallions because they're less likely to go, Fabio. I'm being honest. Like, if somebody came in and offered $100 million for Talani, he's not leaving Italy. You know, Italians don't usually leave. Only certain few, like Zola. Who else?
I think we have
Immobile, but he ain't really. But they don't really go.
Six Italians on the actual roster, I think. Yeah. I think we only have six out of fucking 25 or whatever it is. All right. Well, bad loss. We need to wipe it out of our memory. Get ready after we come back in 2 weeks because we need to really show up big when we play Napoli. But we'll go into that more next week, guys. Of course, it's going to be a live event. It's going to be crazy the Sunday before the game. There won't be – I don't know, Gio, are you going to be home that Sunday? Are you going to be at the club for the Napoli game?
I'm gonna be home, Fabio.
All right. That means Gio's gonna be hosting possibly the pregame chat.
Yeah, now I'm a hosting, man. We need all this right, therapy. Cool. Everybody, if you need to get something off your chest, follow the Milan Weekly Podcast Twitter page, because I was on there and a lot of people were on there getting their chest off and stuff. So I appreciate it.
Getting their chest off. All right. There's more porn star stuff. All right. So here's just where we are on the table, sitting in fourth place. Honestly, it's a miraculous that we're even in fourth place still. With everything going on, Roma's right there, 1 point behind, with Lazio beating them on the weekend in the Derby della the Capital, and Inter losing to Juve. Juve is creeping back up that goddamn table. I'm not happy where they are. 41 points with that 50 points still in limbo. We'll see how and if they do anything about it. So, yeah. All right. So let's move on, guys. You know what? We're not even summertime. Of course, wintertime, there's always something churning in the rumor mill. So we got to talk about it. Let's start with a player who was actually playing on Saturday. We got to talk about Leao. His contract extension is still looming over the whole proceedings. Whether he's going to agree to $7.5 million, whether Milan's going to go up to it. But this is the rumor that's been coming out from Di Marzio or whatever this guy's name is. Leao's will is to stay. I think this is fundamental prerequisite for reaching an agreement that I think will be reached. I'm confident. All right. So we'll see. I know the rumors are $7.5 million. And right, I believe that $7.5 million is what he's asking for, G.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, Fabio. $7.5 million.
Hey man, he wants that dough, but he's not playing like it. So do you have thoughts on this particular situation right now? Do you think we got to keep him? We got to pay him the money he's asking for. Otherwise, we're going to have to try to talk him into being sold next summer. What if he doesn't want to go? What if he doesn't want to be sold so he can be a free agent? What are we going to do?
To me, I'd rather like try to renew. And if not, at the beginning of the, I need to know, like by the season ends, we need to know if he's going to renew or not. Because start June 1st. If he hasn't renewed to the highest bidder, they're saying now $80 million from 120 to 155. But that's like dog caca. I need to get the maximum money from Leao, you know. And I don't, yo, Terry, you want everybody? You got Anthony, you got Garnacho, you got Rashford, man. Yeah, I gotta relax, man. And you know, your left wing is already occupied over there.
That's the thing with the Premier League clubs. They can spend 60, 70 million, keep him on the bench.
Yeah, but not to me, Fabio. I mean, I would give him his money, but the 3-5-2 is not helping him as a
no, it's
helping,
not.
And it's helping really and not help and it's not helping the Italian Stallion neither. So like now two players are getting affected by the system. So go back. We know that I was about to say something dumb, incorrect, because I was gonna say like go back to, but we already gave up with like 6 goals again in 2 games. Yeah. So I was gonna say like nah, go back because we're not leaking goals, but we're leaking goals all the time. But
yeah, exactly. It doesn't matter. Go back to the back four. Go back to the formation we were playing before. Leao has more room to kind of move around, and he can play further wide on the left side. And, you know, we need Giroud to play well. We need, you know, we need all of our other players to step it up. And everybody's been slacking, man. I don't know if it's a good idea to keep playing Tomori without any repercussion of sitting him, even for a game. Chow looked bad, but we have to keep running him out there. I don't know, man. It's getting really dicey. But Leao, I don't want to see him go for nothing. So let's get him to agree to like 7 million, maybe 6.5. He's been having a bad year. Now his value is even lower. So, but there's another guy we're coming back around on. Milan's talking here. This is, of course, from Semper Milan from calciomercato.com saying Milan are planning talks with Noah Okafor's new agency, Sport 360. Salzburg is expected to sell the forward somewhere between 20 to 25 million. What do you think about Okafor coming back on their radar?
Fabio, before I move on to Okafor, you know who's going to be a big problem is Giroud, because that bum Dzeko just got $5 million net from Inter, so he's going to want the same. And to me, I wouldn't sign Giroud for more than $4 million. Like, we can't continue going with these old guys. We need a young gunner and as a striker, somebody that's mobile. They say Rekitic, but Rekitic giving priority to Inter for some odd reason just because they loan that club Tigres in Argentina a player. Like, I don't really know what's going on. And to me, last year, they contract 20 to 25 million, and you're not a top gunner like that. I like Okafor, but he's shown me nothing versus Roma, and that's going to be the top competition that we're going to be facing. You know, according to CBS Sports, Roma Derby, the best derby in Serie A, and Milan Derby, the fifth. I don't know where they're getting their information from, but they got two Italians. They got two Italians on the payroll, and they should have came out and tweeted something like, yo, that guy, that article is fake news.
But oh, they got three. They got three. They got three just on the panel every week.
Okay, they got three, but Okafor, if I could get him for 10 to 15 mil, I'll take it, but 20, 25 mil, nah. I'm good.
All right. Well, again, doesn't he play right wing? This could be a potential.
No, he plays in a formation of two strikers in Salzburg.
Okay. Well, we don't even play.
Remember Kalulu? Remember what he did to the Kalulu? He did the bachata on him, and Kalulu went sliding.
Oh, all right. Here's another story. This is going to be.
Take that guy off my screen.
This is going to be marked as my indigestion of the week. The fact that this guy is again in the rumor mill. I can't believe this shit. AC Milan could go back in for the summer midfield target amid PSG struggles. Hell fucking no. Renato Sanchez, you made your bed. You shit in it. Now you sleep in it. All right? Make sure you get warm under there, because we don't want you, buddy. You wanted to go over to Paris, enjoy it, go to the Eiffel Tower, get yourself a crepe. All right, whatever the fuck you got to do. But you ain't coming to Milan, buddy. I hope they stop with this. Is this Calcio Mercato? Again, I don't know, man. This might be just for clicks. This is bullshit. I know you dying for this guy. I know you're very happy. You wanted him as Kessie's replacement.
No, this is Maldini's favorite corn star right here, Renato Sanchez, because I don't know what he sees in it. He's medical table Sanchez, or he only has 5 minutes to play a game. I don't want this. I don't even take him off the screen, Fabio. I don't ever want to see him again. He's a stripper. He went for the money like Gijo.
All right. Well, speaking of Gijo, let's move on now, guys. Got a big game. The Euros qualifying starting tomorrow. Italia taking on England. It's coming home. That's what they always say. But we'll see what happens. This is the rumored lineup that they're going to be going with tomorrow. So could be wrong. But this is what the rumor is saying. They got Scamacca out there with Berardi, Pellegrini, Barella, Jorginho, Verratti, and then Di Lorenzo, Tololi, whatever that guy's name is. Acerbi, oh my God, and Spinazzola. So, and of course, Gijo. You love your Gijo back there. Do we think this is a good lineup if they go with it? Who would you be starting? What's going on? Why doesn't your boy Alessio get a call up anymore? But they're gonna call it Cherby.
Oh no, Alessio! I don't know. He's on my shit list too, so I don't really give a care about Romagnoli. But Fabio, I got a big problem with this Mancini. He's drinking on the job, and it's not alleged. Because to me, like, what gets the constitution of Donnarumma to start? Like, he's been trash at PSG. He's letting goals from the side, like side, Fabio, from the side. They're not even supposed to go in from the side. Moret, I mean, I'm not saying Moret is as good as him, but he's on a top team, number one in Serie A. He's playing in Champions League, and he's doing what he has to do. So, him, I'm not even saying that. Go back on the screen, Fabio. So Donnarumma shouldn't be number one. It should be Moret. But we already know that we're going based off the Euros, because that's what these Italian coaches like to do now. Oh, I win something with you. You're undroppable. Yeah, he could be out there letting 17 goals in, but no. We're going to let you in. Same with Pioli. You know, doesn't want to drop nobody, but it is what it is. And then Pellegrini starting at left wing, that I got a big problem, you know, with that, because Sekani has been on fire. And that's
again, this is rumor. This is not 100%.
No, this is not rumor. It's most likely gonna happen.
Well, they got England,
and then we got Berardi.
That's what this thing is rumored. Who knows? Who would you
play? You know that lead songs who should be starting right there. We got Willie Jonto. He's a core star.
Yeah. No, he's on the left, I thought.
He played everywhere, Fabio. That's why I wanted him. I wanted him, Fabio. I wanted him. And they said that there's some messages I'll put out, but they said he wasn't good enough for Milan. Now, Manchester City in for you? Sure, dang, Gio tripping sometimes. But the midfield, I don't have no problem with it, you know. Medical table Verratti, I mean, he has gone away. I would have put it. Doesn't Pellegrini look better in the midfield three? That's where I would have put him, and then Sekani off left wing. And then Toloi in the Cherby, like Toloi, he got found out with PEDs, so he shouldn't even play, to be honest with you. So it is what it is. But Scamacca, I like that Italian stallion right there. I like him. I think he went for the money to West Ham, but I would take him. But West Ham, I'm going to need one of that Anderson loan. Like, they sold Lazio sold Anderson to West Ham for like $35 million, and they got him back for $7 million. I'll take Scamacca for $5 million.
Well, we'll see, man. He actually scored on the weekend. Now he's supposedly going to be starting. All right, so they got this game. And then on Sunday, they're going to be taking on Malta before they, you know, they come back after the season's over to get going again with the Euro qualifiers. But that's for now. I don't know, man. I'm excited. I hope Italy actually has a good performance. Let's just take a look, see who they've already called up on here. You know, we'll get a little FOTMOB love here. All right. So look what they're. Oh, there you go. There's your boy. That's what they're projecting for the probable lineups. So a little different. Different.
Grifo?
Grifo.
Over Sekani? Oh, no.
And then Romagnoli. Romagnoli in there instead of Tolli, whatever his name is. But yeah, we'll see, man. I mean, you know, the England squad's decent, but. I know. I hope Italy can actually have
a good performance. But why isn't Ramsdale starting? Maguire still starting for them?
No, that's probably wrong. Again, this is what they're projecting. But this is the rest.
I know. Jamie said Grealish.
So they got England in their group with Malta, North Macedonia, which we know what happened against them, and Ukraine. Feels like we're always in the same groups here. Over here, we got just kind of go through the groups real fast. See who we expect to get through. We got the group A is Cyprus, Georgia, Norway, Scotland, and Spain. So you would assume Spain should be leading that group. France, Gibraltar, Greece, Ireland, and Netherlands. That's pretty good. Got four good teams. Gibraltar's just there. They're just there for the beer, you know? They're just there to say they went. But France and you say Netherlands, they got to be the two teams to make it out. Hopefully Ireland, you know, and Greece can make a run for it. Then Group C is us, of course, so it's expected it should be England and Italy. If not, it'd be pretty disappointing. Group E, they got Albania, Czech Republic, Faroe Islands, Moldova, and Poland. So that one you would assume it's going to be the Czech and Poland. Group F, you got Austria. Yeah, right.
Azerbaijan, something like that.
Said Japan. All right, we're just gonna call it Japan and Belgium, Estonia, and Sweden. So there. Let's talk about Sweden for a second. Can somebody explain to me what the fuck is Zlatan doing there?
Fabio, can we ask the chat? Like, can you put a poll up? Does Gigio deserve a start? Like, let's be honest. Like, I need to know if I'm delusional or not. I need to know if a goalie that's letting corner kick goals in or not even good angle goals in deserve a start. Like, can you put a pull up? Because Medet deserves it.
Hold on.
Azkaban. Yeah,
that's where it is. Harry Potter. Yeah, that's where they're playing. I don't know how to do a poll on this thing. That's President. Presidente, you're behind the scenes. Help us out here. Do a poll. Put that up on the tube. But yeah, Presidente, we'll pull up if we can. But gee, we gotta keep this moving, bro. Hold on.
And now we go.
Let's go back to the group here. All right. So like I said, you got Belgium, Sweden, Austria. You'd assume one of those three teams. It's probably Belgium and Sweden should be coming out of that group. Group G, they got Bulgaria, Hungary, Lithuania, Montenegro, and Serbia. That one, I'd say probably Bulgaria and Serbia should be coming out of that group. Again, I could be wrong. Group H, we got Denmark, Finland, Kazakhstan. That one I can say. North Ireland, San Marino, and Slovenia. This one, you would assume it's got to be Denmark and Finland should be coming out of this group. If not Slovenia, you know, you never know. And then Andorra. Yo, I just watched Andorra. That was a pretty good show. They're Belarus, Israel, Kosovo, Romania, and Switzerland. There you got to believe it's probably going to be Switzerland and maybe Belarus or Israel. Maybe Romania. Who knows? I don't know any Romanian players. But anyway, Group J, it's got Bosnia and Herzegovina, whatever. But we're just going to call them Bosnia.
Bosnia and Herzegovina. Shout out to Lord Krunic, the Bosnian Messi.
Isn't that Dzeko's team too?
Yeah, the Bosnian Messi over
okay,
there.
Okay, okay. Iceland, they got Liechtenstein, Luxembourg, Portugal, and Slovakia. There's Slovakia. That's the one I was talking about. So there you got to believe it should be Portugal and most likely either Bosnia, maybe even Slovakia. That, you know, a couple of good teams there. That's the last one, bro.
Don't hate on Iceland, Fabio. Listen,
man, unless it's the Mighty Ducks, bro, I don't believe in Iceland. No offense. You know, I believe in them in hockey, not in football or soccer, whatever you want to call it. But that's what's coming up, man. How are your expectations? You think Italy can pull out the win tomorrow?
Yeah, Italy gonna get right, man, to be honest with you. We're gonna get right.
Yeah, I hope so, man. I hope so. All right, so I don't really have I'll tell you 100%, man. The only Brioski I had was being back at the club again for a second time to watch another goddamn loss. I'm getting annoyed, and now I'm definitely going to be there next Sunday to experience Napoli-Milan with the New York club with Vinny live there, so it's going to be a great experience. Can't wait for that. But indigestion, I showed you. The fact that they're even going back to that stupid Renato Sanchez story, I really hope that's not true. I hope it's just tabloid bullshit. Because I can't take them going after a player, one, that didn't want to come to us. He's injured. He's overpaid. It's just stupid. Let's please, if you want to do your penny-pinching project that you have us going here, find some fucking gems. How did they not get the kid on Leeds, Gancho, whatever the hell his name is. He's fantastic. How they let him go, and he's Italian, and no Italian team want to even put him on the team. I mean, it's just embarrassing. You have a brioche or indigestion this week, G?
I got two indigestions. All right. Look, everybody can always think I'm hating on Gigio, but Mancini, Riccardo, he's excellent, bro. He Hold deserved on. The call up.
G, you but, had this. Let me pull this up. Is this the first one or the second one?
Oh, man. I just shout out to Joseph Fischetti, man. I asked him if I could use this, man. This is my other indigestion, to be honest. Like, him talking about, you know, Napoli doing all this, whatever, but we need more talents in the team, man. Whatever, Joseph, he put up and what he said was correct, man. Like, to me, the reason, let's be honest, the reason Italians have not, what's the name? Italians in the team, because the other internationals that come from other leagues, we get that growth decree. So a lot of Italian teams are saving a lot of money due to tax purposes, and we get a discount on their salary. Mm. So what Joseph, he said was right. You know, FIGC, why don't we get growth decree for Italians? That's what they should do. If we got people always say, oh, this team doesn't have Italians. This team, Inter Milan, Juve right now got all the young Italians, but you know the one.
Yeah, each one is a star waiting to be born.
Yeah. So, but they're the only ones. But like, if a team is doing good, when they said, yeah, oh, there was only four Italians, there was only three Italians. Well, why don't you do growth decree, like, or give us a bonus for having Italians on the team? Like, you got eight Italians on the team that are like bit like good players in either their starters or their substitutes that come in and help the team. Then give us a bonus. But shout out to Joseph, man, because he's defending his club and letting them know. Like, we got that growth decree in Italy. So, of course, everybody's going to get teams and players that are not Italian so they could get a discount because these dinosaurs leading the league, you know, we can't even get good TV revenue. So, let's be honest, Fabio. Shout out Joseph, man. Shout out what we're saying. He protected the team. I would do the same. Would you do the same, Fabio?
Yeah, I would. Let me just read what he wrote. A club's objective is to succeed domestically and in the club competition within the framework set by the league. If the FIGC has concerns with the development of Italian players, then they should adjust the framework accordingly. Of course, that's in reference to Roberto Mancini's comments on this particular post here. It says, Napoli are playing the kind of football we played in the build-up to the European Championships. It would be better if there was a few more Italian players in the teams. Well, even if you look at our own club, we only have one starting Italian right now, which is a little absurd, being that we are an Italian club. I know, you know, the days of having to have a certain amount of Italians on the pitch, on the squad, the whole deal, are not like it once were. But, you know, you see how much it ends up hurting the national teams, especially Italy, with such a great history and our awful run of form. You know, yes, we won the Euros, but we missed two World Cups in a row. Possibly, if God forbid we don't do what we're supposed to do, we're going to miss a third. You know, it's getting ridiculous. You know, Mark has a point. Where are these talented Italians? But if you think of the Italians we have, we literally have one starter and the other five that we have are bona fide bench players. One, we know for sure, is never seeing the field. Never. The guy, I think he's only allowed to play in friendlies because the other guys are not there. But, I mean, Morante, that's an Italian on our roster. He stinks. We have Calabria, who lost his place. Florenzi, who's a backup, right? We got Gabbia, who's a backup. What other Italian am I missing at the moment? What other Italian am I missing, G? I think that's it.
Yeah, Fabio, you know what's contradicting about this statement? Is, I don't know, he might hate Napoli or whatever as a club. Bro, he just talked about why he called up Rugetti, the Argentinian born Tonali player.
Used for, oh, Pobega. That was the other one I forgot.
There you go. He just called about like that he's going to find all these people that have Italian descent, basically, because we have no talent. And then he come up with this bullshit. Like, I don't know, Mancini, relax off the good wine. Relax off the Peroni. Come on now. Come on now, because you're not making sense. First, you said that you got to expand. Whoever could play for Italy, we're going to call them up. And now you're talking we need more talent. So which one is it? Because, and then you should tell Rotegi to take his ass to Argentina because you want more Italians on the team. Like, let's be honest. I need to know what's going on, Mancini. I need to know what it is because you're contradicting yourself. So lay off the good wine. Because I know if I was in Italy, I'd be drinking good wine, good beer, and all that. So, you know, you need to relax with your comments, you know, and that shows me and Fabio that we not haters just because Napoli, they on top and whatever. If I was a hater, I would say, yeah, well, Mancini is saying no because he's contradicting himself because they asked him why you call that Argentinian guy. He says, because I need to look at the whole talent pool. If you're descendant, you're going to get called up and whatever, whatever.
Yeah, you know, and there's not too many really great Italian young talent, let's be honest. It really aren't. The league itself is not developing these like out of control, unbelievable superstars at 17, 18, the way you'll get in other countries, you know, players coming up and playing super young. The Italian league, they don't believe in that. They don't believe in young players unless you're on Juve and Juve thinks you're like the next big thing. So then they gotta push you up. But, you know, I'd like to see some of our young guys come up from our Primavera who earned a spot and deserve to be up there. But we'll see what happens in the future.
There's a lot of young Italians on the Primavera. Cubius, he's born in Italy, but he could play from Romania or Italy. But he was born in Italy. Bonazzali, you know, shout out to my young gunner right there. Like, he's Italian. I think Ihali, who's plays the number 10, like, he's Italian. But I think he's Egyptian. Zeroli, Italian stallion too. Seven, but we got a lot of young Italian stallions in the Primavera. We just need to breed them in, let them in, because we need to, like, financially we can't buy all the big stars. So if we develop them, and that would be good. Imagine we buy a guy. Yeah, shout out my brother McNasty. You know, he likes to do that cornstar two thing on the side. But shout out to McNasty. But you know what? The Juve guys too. Like, I'm not even hating on Fagioli. The one Gatti. Oh, Gatti's the second coming of Maldini, or might be even better according to them. Oh, this guy was the best Serie A B defender from Frosinone and all this. It's just crazy, man. But Mancini, I don't know. He a walking contradiction. But to me, Fabio, like I've been saying, like, they should be like, okay, you need to start three Italians in each of your team.
They should.
Whether they're young or old or whatever. So you should, that's a mandatory. What people don't understand, people make fun of the English all the time, but I understand it. Jack Grealish went 400 mil because you have to have a certain amount of English players in your team.
Mm-hmm. It's, you know, that English tax, they said.
That's what I'm saying. So if we do that, imagine like Scamacca and all these other guys that are going abroad, they're going to go abroad because now, okay, you need an Italian. Like, bro, they were charging us 40 mil for them. And no Serie A club could pay that except for Juve. But you know how they do their books? It's not valid.
You're damn right it's not. All right. All right, guys. So that's our indigestions of the week. Did you have any other one, Gio, or that was it?
Nah, man, that was it. Shout out to that guy, man. I asked him, but shout out to him, man. And I don't know, man.
This guy,
shout out to Joseph. Shout out to him for speaking real facts. And then Mancini, I don't know. He leaving out Sakani. I don't know. Somebody said that Vicari was injured, so my bad on that one. But Sakani, come on, 9 goals, come on, bro. Now you leaving players that can score you goals at home? Like, I don't know. I think that's the best thing about Italians. They got a lot of loyalty, but sometimes y'all got to relax on the loyalty. Just because players won you the Euros don't mean that you can't change it up. You're not disrespecting them. You know, Zaccani, he deserves that shirt.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong there. You're not wrong there. All right, guys, it's time for the final segment of our show. Let's play the music, man. We need it. This can't keep going on, guys. All right. I need some changes. Come on, baby. Come on, Gio. What's your parting shot? Come on.
All right.
What's Fabio, your parting shot, man?
Can you put up that schedule right there?
Yeah.
Give me my parting shot. All right. So my parting shot is like the players have been called out. Management have been called out. Ownership called out. Now it's time for them to start delivering. I'm mad at the whole organization right now because I don't know what direction we're going in. But it starts April 2nd versus Napoli. I need y'all to show me something. And, you know, like Drake told 21, show me something, 21. You know, I don't even know if I said it. But I need to win that Napoli game, Empoli game, and Bologna. That's another tough team right now. They
feel that's Tony Bologna. We get you.
Yeah, but this is what we mark our season. Everybody remember, April, Gio's birthday month, that's when Milan go on a run. And I think we're going to go on a big run in April. I'm hoping. you know, because, you know, the Roman Cubs, they slipping up. And just, I just want to say shout out to everybody, man, that's been supporting us for a long time. Kim, Levon Yusuf, AC Sergio, Haitian Mike, Jamie Drummer, you know, all my guys, man, that are here. Mark, you know, Terry, you know, Razin, you know, all you guys, man, y'all make us happy to come here and stuff like that. I had that technical difficulties, and I apologize for that, but shout out to everybody that's been supporting us, man. And the new one, Hassan, shout out to you, man.
Yes, thank you everybody for your support. My parting shot is exactly what Gio's talking about here. All right, something's got to change, baby. April showers or Napoli tears bring May flowers, baby. So let's do it. This is the stretch that will define the entire season. Three games against Napoli, Empoli, and Bologna. We need them all, baby. We cannot stop. We need maximum effort, and we need maximum points, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, and we need your maximum effort here, all right? Do us a solid if you haven't already. Come on, baby. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. Hit the like button, leave a comment for us, help us grow. We're on our march to 2,000 subscribers. We're almost there. Let's get to 2,000 before the end of April, baby. Guys, thank you so much for watching with us here tonight. On behalf of me and Gio, coming live from Long Island and Southern California, avunque and sempre.
Forza Milan, thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everybody. Peace out.
Italia!